Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the University of South Carolina Moore School's recent Economic Outlook Conference. Our excerpt today comes from Doug Woodward, who is director of the Division of Research and a professor of economics at the Moore School, and he discussed the long-term economic consequences of the pandemic.
Many of you were with us back in late September when we had our first Economic Outlook Conference for this season. That was our pre-election Outlook Conference. And you can see now, listening to Joey, how much more optimistic we are going into 2021. A lot has changed. President Barkin talked about this being a roller coaster year, and it sure was. I remember back in March and April, the feeling in the pit of my stomach as we were riding that roller coaster down. But now we're coming back up, feeling much more confident about the shape of the economy and the position we're in here, especially in South Carolina, going forward into 2021. What I want to do briefly is talk about something big. What are the long-term economic changes we can expect in this post-COVID economy that we hope to see start taking shape in the next year? I want to talk about some mega trends here. We've been talking so far about the short-term economic outlook. I want to look more at the long-term, pre-COVID BC versus after COVID AC. I want to address some national and international shifts that I see taking place and the implications of these trends for South Carolina. There's three major trends that I see have resulted from this pandemic economy. The first is having to do with government, the massive amount of monetary and fiscal stimulus we've been talking about. We talked about it in the last Economic Outlook Conference, huge amount of debt expansion from the government. I want to address this. Another trend is having to do with globalization, supply chains, what's going on with trade. Also, I want to address what's happening with China and what's happening elsewhere in the world. So there's a lot to cover. But there's a third major trend I want to address too, and that has to do with regional migration. Remote work, everyone knows, is a major trend towards that, and the potential for an urban exodus. So these are the three trends I want to talk about as I see our major structural changes happening in our economy. First mega trend, government is back and it's bigger than ever. If you go back to before COVID, and even if you go back to the last recession, 2008, 2009, we were coming out of it, people weren't so confident that government was the answer. Yeah, I remember Ronald Reagan once saying, government is the problem, not the solution. And that ideology, that way of thinking still persisted into this century and was a way of thinking and was actively being debated even 10 years ago. There was a idea that we should starve the beast, that we needed austerity, even as we were in a recession. And at that time, we also had a very hawkish monetary policy still in place. There were people on the Federal Reserve Board who believed that we had to raise interest rates and keep a rein on the money supply to forestall inflation. Now, after COVID, it seems like this is no longer being debated. There's growing government, federal government is going into debt. There's an exploding amount of public debt. We had the unprecedented amount of stimulus. I talked about it in my remarks in September, fiscal stimulus that was to the tune of the CARES Act of $3 trillion, not billion, but trillion dollars. In addition to the fiscal stimulus, we've had this incredible monetary expansion, a very dovish monetary policy that we know is going to persist now for at least a couple of years. We've never had anything like that before, where there's this consensus around that government is the solution, both with monetary policy and fiscal policy. This is a major change. I've been doing this for 33 years, but I've never seen such a consensus around government. Federal government is the answer, both the Federal Reserve as well as the Treasury and the programs that Congress puts in place, like the CARES Act. And these are big programs.
You've been listening to Doug Woodward, Director of the Division of Research and Professor of Economics at the University of South Carolina's Darla Moore School of Business, speaking recently at the Moore School's Economic Outlook Conference. We will have part two of his presentation on our show tomorrow. Hope you can join us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.